आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ और खबरों के लिए जाएं sbs.com.au/hindi पर।
दोस्तों, कुछ महीने पहले, सही सही बताएं तो नवंबर में हमने आपको सूचना दी थी कि लाट्रोब यूनिवर्सिटी, जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया की दूसरी मात्र यूनिवर्सिटी है जहां हिंदी पढ़ाई जाती है, ये सोच रही है कि हिंदी का कोर्स अब बंद कर दिया जाए। जब ये खबर आई तो बहुत सारे लोगों को परेशानी हुई, चिंता हुई, और उन्होंने कोशिश की यूनिवर्सिटी को तैयार करने की, मनाने की, कि इस कोर्स को बंद न किया जाए, जारी रखा जाए। आखिरकार यूनिवर्सिटी ने फैसला कर लिया है और फैसला ये आया है कि कोर्स जारी रहेगा। ये लड़ाई, इसे लड़ाई कहना चाहिए अगर, ये संघर्ष करने वालों में बहुत सारे लोग शामिल थे जो चाहते थे कि हिंदी का कोर्स जारी रहे। उन्हीं में कुछ स्टूडेंट्स भी थे, कुछ छात्र जो हिंदी पढ़ रहे हैं, वे चाहते हैं कि ये कोर्स जारी रहना चाहिए। उन्हीं में से एक जेसिका एलम इस वक्त मेरे साथ हैं। जेसिका, स्वागत है आपका, क्या आप खुश हैं?
बहुत खुश है। लाट्रोब का हिंदी कार्यक्रम बच गया है, ये खबर सुनकर मैं बहुत खुश हूँ। अब हम लोग आराम से हिंदी पढ़ सकते हैं।
जेसिका, व्हाट डिड इट टेक द होल, इफ यू कैन रन मी थ्रू द लास्ट 3 months, व्हाट यू गाइस वर डूइंग टू ट्राई एंड टू कन्विंस द यूनिवर्सिटी?
Well, we began by organizing ourselves as Hindi students to do a group submission along with our own submissions to the university, arguing for Hindi to be saved. We then also started a petition. Many other people were involved in that as well. And we used social media to promote this. We also used the media as well to promote the issue and to get people to realise what was happening. I especially targeted those who had the power, and such as the university, the vice chancellor, and those making the actual decision. Secondly, the government, from the Victorian MPs to the federal government. I targeted the ministers for education, home affairs, multiculturalism, migration, and DFAT, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and also relevant shadow ministers as well. Then I joined forces with the Bollywood Club at La Trobe University and the Indian Students Association of La Trobe University. And that is when we did our second petition and used social media and the media again to promote our cause and fight for Hindi. Meanwhile, I continued to call and email the university and the federal government constantly throughout this 3 month period. And then I got the good news. So after 3 months of fighting hard for Hindi, I am now able to continue my studies. I am extremely happy, but I'm also very exhausted.
But Jessica, why was it so important to you? Because if I am not wrong, that you personally were not affected by this decision. The university had said that the course, if is quashed, it will be effective from 22, right? So your course would have been completed by then.
हाँ जी, लेकिन मेरी जिंदगी में मेरी मनपसंद चीज हिंदी है. So it was very important for me personally, but also more importantly, I really fought for the program to stay, for the future students to come to learn Hindi at La Trobe. You know, Hindi is a growing language in Australia and around the world, and India is a growing superpower, and we need to be able to communicate with Indians, both here at home and abroad. And the way we can do that is through many Indian languages, but especially Hindi, through 51% of Indians speak. And I just think it's incredibly important for Australia's future that Hindi remains on the agenda and is taught at university level, and so that we can engage with India on an equal basis, not just speaking in English, but actually engage equally and have a much stronger and greater partnership with trade, geopolitical stability, and all sorts of other things. It is much better for Australia for universities here to teach Hindi.
But the university still remains concerned that the students are not joining the course. The number of students is quite low. So will you be able to...
Yes, Vivek. But as I said to you last time, marketing is an issue with this. People cannot enrol in a course if they don't know it exists. And I'm hoping that through this process of the campaign and the publicity we've got and generated, that people will now know that Hindi is taught at La Trobe and will come to study it. We also have Hindi as a VCE subject in Victoria, and it was put on the state curriculum of New South Wales this year as well, or last year now. And I believe we will have more and more students coming through from high school level to university. And the other thing is, most of La Trobe's international students are from India, a huge percentage. And I think they should be told upon enrolment that the university teaches Hindi. So if they are from a non-speaking Hindi area of India and they wish to add Hindi to their tool set for their skill set for their job opportunities in the future in India, then it's possible for them to do that. And that's the sort of thing I think the university should be doing. And I think the university should also be advertising on your show and through other Indian news outlets and just getting the word out that Hindi is available to be learned in Melbourne. And it's fantastic. And we're incredibly lucky in this city that we have this opportunity, and we really should broadcast it. And I think if the university follows through with those sorts of things, that will happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, aapko bahut bahut badhai, Jessica, aur umeed hai aur students bhi aapke saath Hindi padhne ke liye utsuk honge, join karenge. Hamari taraf se bahut shubhkamnaen aapko.
Shukriya. Bahut bahut shukriya.
Aise hi aur kahaniyan sunna chahte hain? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहां आप podcast सुनते हैं वहां हम हैं।